the Public News Service Dawn newscast, December the 18th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Kentucky's 33,000 state employees face challenges taking time off from work after giving birth to a child or adopting, and many are forced to use sick leave.
Dustin Pugel with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy says implementing a policy for state workers would put the Commonwealth more in line with other states, especially surrounding ones such as Ohio that already offer paid parental leave.
Younger workers who are considering starting a family, who are also looking at other state sectors to decide where they want to work, it's really important that we attract them by offering this benefit.
Across Kentucky, an increasing number of large private companies, such as Norton Healthcare, along with public entities such as Louisville Metro Government and Fayette County Public Schools, provide paid parental leave to employees. Mothers who use paid parental leave have stronger bonds with their child and have better physical and mental health. Dads also benefit from paid time off to help nurture new life. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And President-elect Donald Trump is escalating his legal campaign against media outlets by suing renowned pollster J. Ann Salzer and her polling firm, the Des Moines Register newspaper, and his parent company, Gannett. That from CNN. Unlike many of Trump's legal actions against the press, which often allege defamation, this case alleges violations of the Iowa Consumer Fraud Act, which prohibits deception when advertising or selling merchandise. CNN does note, while the non-traditional claims are unlikely to succeed in court, Trump is using the lawsuit to wage a broadside against what he perceives as left-wing media, mainstream press coverage of elections, and the role of pollsters during the campaign. Next to Alabama, one of six states that still uses the Foundation program to calculate aid to schools, it is a formula that uses the number of students to determine how much money a school gets instead of need.
Jason Meadows with A-Plus Education Partnership says it's an outdated system that doesn't meet the needs of all students.
We just want to make sure that districts have the funds based upon the unique needs, whether that's a student with disabilities, whether that's our EOL population, where students who English is their second language, along with other subgroups of students.
He says proper funding for students provides benefits long after graduation. Meadows cites research showing that increasing funding by $1,000 per student leads to higher life attainment and earning potential. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Right now, only 2% of state education funding is dedicated to supporting students in poverty, students with special education needs, and English learners. It equates to about $140 per year per student. This is Public News Service. Birth doulas across Arkansas have formed a new organization to improve maternal health care across the state that they hope will make doula services accessible to more families.
Doulas are members of a birthing team that provide emotional, physical, and educational support to expectant mothers. Vice President of the Doula Alliance of Arkansas, Cora Crane, says research shows doula services can reduce cesarean sections, premature deliveries, and length of labor.
We have people reaching out to us. This is their first time. They don't know what they don't know. It's all very overwhelming. There's definitely a certain amount of fear that a lot of people are bringing to the birth experience. And then, of course, if you've had a doula in your previous birth, then you usually continue.
Doulas provide services during pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Next to Nebraska, where the legislature there kicks off the new session a few weeks from today, issues related to gender identity are likely to be part of the mix.
Last year, a Nebraska bill to ban transgender students from playing school sports consistent with their gender identity narrowly failed. Republican Governor Jim Pillen says he'll try again this year. Grant Friedman with the ACLU of Nebraska says anyone opposed should try to set aside time with lawmakers to explain their concerns. From his perspective, Friedman says policymakers should know other matters need attention.
Getting folks to realize they're there to make Nebraska a better place for everyone and focus on the issues that need to be dealt with and not kind of these fringe issues.
With Nebraska's budget on shaky ground and the need to address affordable housing gaps, he says advocates can pinpoint a number of topics they want lawmakers to look at instead. Polls show most Americans oppose transgender restrictions, but Republicans' recent campaign messages have found some captive audiences. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Montana's wildlife firefighters face a drastic pay cut at the end of this week without congressional action.
The law gave Interior Department or Forest Service employees an annual raise of either $20,000 or a 50% base salary increase. Wildland firefighters can make as little as $15 an hour doing one of the country's most dangerous jobs. Jonathan Golden, with the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, describes the pay raise as a game changer.
That really sent a message and a signal to the workforce that they were acknowledged for their hard work, their dedication, their sacrifice, and that hard work also includes the off-season when they are recovering.
I'm Mark Moran.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.